You have your Bibles tonight, if you'll turn to the book of Ephesians in chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I want to start reading about verse 14. If you'd stand when you find your place. The Bible says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Now I want you to get this next part. It's very important. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Let me read that again. "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." And I want to get my text tonight out of verse 15. I'll just read that again. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, again tonight for the privilege and the opportunity, God, that you've given us, you allowed us to be here. Father, so thankful for another year that you've allowed and blessed us to have. Lord, the health and strength to enjoy all the beautiful things that you've given us and that you've blessed us with. What a privilege tonight. God, that you've allowed us to be here tonight. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the wonderful preaching and, Lord, the dear, wonderful songs that we've heard tonight and the testimonies. Lord, what a blessing just to taste, God, what heaven's going to be like. And, Lord, I can't wait. And I'm so thankful tonight, God, to be saved. Thank you, dear Jesus, so much for loving me and saving me. And, Father, give me the things that you've given me and blessed me the way you have. And, Lord, tonight as I bow in thy presence, I realize how important, God, how sacred this place is tonight. God, I take it not lightly, and I realize, God, I'm nothing tonight without you. And I pray, God, tonight that you would help me, Lord, and give me the words to say. Father, give me a vision of glory. I pray, God, and ask, Lord, tonight, best I know how, in the name of Jesus tonight. Father, that you would give that anointing power, the Holy Ghost, Lord, that makes preaching easy tonight. God, that helps us to be obedient, Lord, to mind the Spirit, God. And I pray, God, that you'd move us to a place, Lord, that we'll step forward in this new year to come. And God, just help us, Lord, in all that we do. Father, most of all, that your name, God, we'd be honored and glorified above all names. Now, God, I pray you help me now, as only you can. I do ask this in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. To walk circumspectly means to consider all related circumstances before acting or deciding. And I began to think about this scripture and began to think about this one word. And there's two things I really believe that we should look at here. And number one is to consider the day. Amen? Consider the time that we're living in today. And boy, I thought about this, and I've been off of work for about a week and had some time to sit down and turn on the TV and look at some of the world news and some things that's going on. And boy, I'll tell you what, in just a little while, you'll get pretty depressed. Amen. And I do believe this with all my heart, that we do live in the last days. I believe that we do live in that evil day that this Bible teaches us and tells us about. Amen. There's so much going on.
there's so many people that they hate God. They hate what God's about. They hate everything about Him. They hate the Christian. They just soon do away with anything that has anything to do with the Bible and to do with God. Man. And I'm glad tonight to know that my name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad tonight to know that this is not my home. But I'm glad tonight to know that I'm a pilgrim, a stranger, just passing through a strange land. I'm glad tonight to know that there is a place the Bible talks about in John 14 that Jesus said He's making reservations. He's working and building a place for us. And one day after a while, amen, He's coming. Boy, I'm glad I'm going to be looking. I don't know about you, but every morning I get up and every night I lay down, I have this thought go through my heart, Darren, will it be tonight? When I get up and put my feet on the floor, I look toward those heavens and I say, Dear Lord, will it be today? Will today be the day that You're going to come back and take us home? Amen. And boy, I want to know, I want you to know tonight, that'd be all right with me. Amen. Well, I guess I'm like the rest of you. I'm just about fed up with this old world. I'm just about done with it. Amen. I'm not a very old fella, but I can tell you that tonight I'm looking and I'm yearning for that heaven that God is preparing for His people. I'm looking for that place, and every day I see the things that goes on around. I realize that I'm not welcome here. I realize I'm not a part of this place anymore. But I'm glad I got a vision. I set on a heavenly home tonight. Amen. Thank You, Lord. But we look at this Scripture and we see how the Bible said that the day is evil. And I thought about this tonight. And I thought about this if we had come to the close of another year as we step into another new year, a fresh start. Now I'm sure there's a lot of people who are making resolutions. I'm sure there's a lot of people making promises. Say, I'm going to do it different. I'm going to do it different this year. I'm going to make things different this year. I'm going to walk different this year. I'm going to do things with my family different this year. But most of them, after about a week or two, they usually go away. It's kind of like revival. People get stirred in revival. And boy, they'll say, I'm going to read my Bible every day. I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to spend family time. We're going to have family devotions. And after a little while, a week or two, we skip a time or two, and before you know it, we're back in that same old rut, doing the same things that we used to do. Amen. I wonder tonight, if we look into 2010, I wonder tonight if we can see some things that we could do better, amen. A life that could be lived better. A prayer that could be prayed harder, amen. I want to tell you something. I hope in God willing that I'm able and He don't come back. That I preach harder than I've ever preached before. That I have more liberty than I've ever had before, amen. I told some of them, I said, God's cut me down at Big Crab Tree. And I said, it's so good down there. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to bust. I want to run through a wall. Amen. It's because the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I appreciate it, don't you? Boy, I appreciate Him. Amen. Boy, it's all because of Jesus. Amen. That I walk the way I walk. Amen. It's because of Jesus that I act the way I act. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something tonight. If it weren't for Jesus, we couldn't do anything. Amen. Hey, we couldn't even help ourselves. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. I couldn't be the daddy I am. I couldn't be the husband I am. I couldn't be the under-shepherd I need to be. If it wasn't for me, for Jesus, well, I'd be no good for nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. But we look and we see the day is evil. And we see the time that... And I just wonder, in this day that we live in today, I just wonder how are we walking? Hey, man, I believe that God wants us to take a look at how we walking in this day and time. Are we caught up in the things of the world. Have we got to? I'm going to tell you something. You can't go everywhere anymore and worship, amen. You can't go just to any church anymore and feel the power of God. You can't go just to any church and feel liberty to worship God. Because it ain't everywhere. Why, preacher? Because some of the churches have compromised with the world. I'll tell you, if it's not in this good book right here, this Word of God, I don't want no part of it. You just take it and you throw it in the trash. You get it away from me. If it ain't in this book right here, I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to get caught up in it, amen. I want to stay where I need to be, and that's in this Word right here. Amen. Look, I thought about this. The Bible gives us some ways of the believer and how the believer is to walk. And I wonder if we're doing that. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. What do you want to be doing when Jesus comes back? Amen. Where do you want to be when Jesus comes back? What do you want to be doing when Jesus comes back? Is there anything in your life you'd say, boy, I wouldn't want to be there if Jesus come back? Is there anything you're watching on TV? Boy, I wouldn't want to be watching that if Jesus come back. Is there any place you'd be, boy, I wouldn't want to be at that place? Surely in that place when He comes back. For I'd be ashamed, amen. I'd be ashamed if He come back and caught me, amen. I wonder how many people, I'm just going to throw this out tonight. I wonder how many people on Wednesday night is kicked back at home watching the TV, watching their favorite TV show. I wonder how many on a Sunday night, I wonder how many decided to go out and have a party tonight rather than come to the house of God tonight. Hey, listen, I'm talking about church people. Amen. What's come back tonight? Amen. I wonder how many of us in here tonight be ashamed. What we got all bundled up inside. I wonder how many of us, I'm talking about things that you've hid from the preacher. Things that you've hid from your family. Things that you hid from your brothers and sisters. I wonder if Jesus stepped out tonight in this, hey listen, come back while we're standing here preaching the precious Word of God. I wonder how many of us would be ashamed tonight. That way we walk. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. We ain't a walk in a walk. We ain't a talk in a talk. Amen. I want to say the devil's he's doing his job. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, you got to give him credit. Amen. Not despise him, but he's doing a better job than some of the church people. Amen. He's doing a better job. Amen. But I want to say this. He ain't winning. He ain't won the battle. Victory's done been won. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. What I'm talking about tonight is how we walk in our walk. Are we watching how we walk? Amen. There's people watching us. Amen. There's people seeing the church. Amen. And boy, I'm going to say this tonight. If they ever needed to see the church, today is a day that they really need to see the church. They need to see Jesus through our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Look here. This is a believer's walk. The Bible said that we should walk in new life. Amen. I'll tell you what, when the Lord comes back, I don't want to be around a bunch of deadheads. Do you? Boy, I want to... Hey, listen, I want people... I like to be around people that's excited what they got. I like to be around people that get stirred when the name of Jesus is mentioned. I like to be around people. Hey, when you start talking about Jesus, boy, they're stirred up, amen. I'll be down there at work and I'll be walking and minding my own business. And I'll be walking along and I hear Jesus. And I've got to get over and see what's going on. Amen. I like to get in on it. Boy, when somebody's talking about my Savior, when somebody mentions the name of Jesus, preacher, I like to get in on it. I like to hear what they got to say, amen. I like to be a part of it. And if any way possible, church, I like to give my input, amen, about how I feel about my Savior. You know what, when I was just a precious little church member, I was scared to death to pray.
I'd hide from preacher when he'd close service. Hey, when we get in Sunday school class, I'd gouge on my wife. I said, honey, you read for both of us. I don't want to read. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. One day he got a hold of me. Glory, hallelujah. He came by, Chris. He got me like I'd never been got before. He put me in the place I needed to be. I want you to know tonight, I ain't been the same since. I've been about the best, amen, because I love Jesus with all my heart. After all, he loved me. All right, listen, let me say this. No greater friend than one to lay down his life. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know nobody done that for me. But I know one named Jesus. Amen. That come along. And he laid his life down. He reached down the mess and the nastiness I was in. And he pulled me out of that muck, a muck and mire. And he set me up on a solid rock. And I've been a bouncing ever since. You know what? I sat in the house the other day. My little boy John Luke, I don't know where he's at. He's here somewhere. But he started welling up in tears. I said, son, don't be a crybaby. He said, why not, Dad? You'll cry, baby. I said, what do you mean, Dad? Son, he said, well, Daddy, every time you get to church and you start preaching, you start crying, you start welling up, aren't you a crybaby too? Oh, I want to tell you tonight, at the drop of a bucket, the mention of Jesus' name, He'll bring a tear of joy to you. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. You know what he said? He said, therefore, if we're buried with Him, that by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, and even so we also should walk in newness of life. We always talking about troubles. Always talking about our ailments. Amen. This year I'd like to be the one who's talking about how good he's been, wouldn't you? I'd like to be the one that says, well, glory to God, he's done great things for me. Well, glory to God, I can't complain about nothing. Well, glory to God, he's helped me bear the burdens. Well, glory to God, he's kept me on up on the mountain. Well, every now and then I might go down through the briar thickets, but I look over and he's there too. Glory to God, I want to be the one who's got the life of Jesus in me. Glory to His name. Look here, I'm hurting along. But you know what? A believer's walk has to be walked by faith. Amen? We've got to trust Him. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know the outcome. So I'm just going to... You know what, Abraham? God told him, get up and said, go. I bet his wife said, where are we going? I don't know. But God said, go. And so if God said, go, I'm going to go. And I believe He just packed up. I believe He didn't make question or discussion about it. But I believe He said, come on, get ready. We're leaving. We're going because God said so. You know what that is? That's faith. He said, we got to go by faith. Got to walk by faith. Hey, listen, church. It don't look good. I mean, I'm telling you things. Things ain't looking good. Economy, everything's looking bad. But you know what? Jesus is in the same place. He's not moved nor changed. Amen. He's in the same place He was. He's the same Lord as He was yesterday and today and forevermore. There ain't nothing got by Him. The devil's not slipped anything around behind His back. He knows exactly what's going on. So I'm just going to have faith. Trust in Him. Oh, just got to trust Him. Church, when things ain't looking good, we just got to trust Him. When we don't know which way to turn right or to left, the believer's walk says, we just got to walk in faith. Amen. We just got to trust Him. Amen. You'll say, I'm confused about what God wants me to do. Hey, just trust God and go by faith. Amen. My grandma used to tell me all the time, and I believe this on my heart. But at the time she told me this, I wasn't reading the Bible. As a matter of fact, I wasn't doing much of nothing. But Grandma, I'd come in at all hours of the night and she'd say, honey, come here and sit down. And you'd read me Scripture and conviction just pour all over me. I'd just fall to pieces. She'd say, no. I'd say, oh, that's good, Grandma. And I'd turn and start walking. She said, no, sit down. I'm going to explain it to you. By the time I got up, I was tore all to pieces. Amen. But you know what she'd always say? She'd say, honey, this is your roadmap to glory. She said, if you'll follow this roadmap, if you'll live by this book right here, she said, it'll get you all the way to heaven. It'll get you there. If you'll live by, let it be your code of conduct. Live by it and die by it. It's going to get you there. He'll never fail you. Amen. She ain't never heard me preach. And she won't never get to. But one of these days, I believe, Brother Darren, I believe when I walk through, I believe she'll clap her hands and start shouting. And she'll look at me and say, I told you that blood old man was going to get you here. I told you. It's going to get you here. Hallelujah. Glory. But we've got to walk by faith. Listen to what the Bible says. We've got to walk in consistency. Don't we? Why we got to walk consistently? Because people watching us. I'd hate to know I marched myself right into hell. My children followed me. I'd hate to know that. But you know what? I've seen them all saved. I've seen them all baptized. I've seen them all confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I know there's one thing that I'm going to heaven with. That's I'm going with my family. Amen. You can't only be there. There's nothing greater than knowing that. Hallelujah. You know why? Because we've got to walk consistently. People watches us. People say, I'd hate to know that people said, I ain't going to your church after the way you act. How's her walk? I'm not going to your church after the way you talked. I'm not going to your church after them old jokes you've been telling. I'm just better off just to stay right where I'm at. I'm definitely not going to accept Jesus after I've seen your life. You know what? I'm a preacher, but I ain't no different than nobody else. I fail him every day. I probably fail my family. I probably fail my brothers and sisters in Christ. But you know what? I serve a perfect Savior. I serve a forgiving God. I don't care how far you've went. I don't care where you've been. I'm glad when you... Hey, listen, I think about that prodigal. I don't care how far you was and how far you go. Amen. You know what I've tried to preach to my youngins? I've tried to raise them to trust in Jesus. Bobby, we'll be going down the road. I'll just turn over and look at them. I said, boys, if you'll distrust Jesus, you'll never go wrong. Many times, brother, I tell them, I say, hey, if you distrust Jesus, you'll never go wrong. Right. Amen. Amen. Consistently. Riding the fence is not going to cut it, church. In and out of the church. I know somebody. I know a family that they's in and out of the church. They wasn't consistent with their faith. They wasn't consistent with their commitment to God and their commitment to church. And you know what I asked somebody the other day? I said, why is Wednesday night and Sunday night any different from Sunday morning? Somebody tried to explain to me how it's less important to be in a house of God. He said, forsake not thyself assembling together. Amen. He wants us to be in a house of God. Why? Somebody explain to me, if you will, after the service, why that Wednesday night and Sunday night is not as important. You know what my kids say sometimes? Daddy, it's Wednesday night. Do we have to go tonight? I said, son, boys, just as important as Sunday morning. It's just as important. Amen. Well, nobody else comes, Daddy. You ever heard that? Hey, some of you preach there. Nobody else. Nobody else comes home Wednesday night. Why we have to go? You know what I tell them? I said, I don't have to answer for them. But I got to answer for my family. The ones God's left me in charge of. And we're going to church. You know what I used to do when I was a little boy? I said, Daddy, I don't want to go to church. And he whooped me and I'd go to church. He'll say, son, one day you'll thank me. Amen? One day you'll thank me. My daddy whooped me and gave me a dollar. What was the purpose of that? I don't know. Correction and love at the same time. I don't know. But let me say this. I went to church whether I wanted to go or not. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. You know what God did? He reared 3 preachers out of my family. I'm going to tell you something this time. That I didn't care a thing about going to church. I didn't want to go to church. You know how children are. When they get to a certain age, they think they know it all. Amen. And you know nothing. Amen. But you know what? They still go to church. Amen. And I'm going to hug my daddy's neck every time I see him and say, Daddy, thank you for taking me to church. I appreciate you. You know what? If I could see my grandmother, I'd say, Grandma, I sure do appreciate you reading that scripture to me. I sure do appreciate you coming knocking on the door on Sunday morning and say, boys, please get up. I'd say, Grandma, I'm not going to go today. She said, there may not be another time. This may be the last opportunity. Would you go to church? Amen. Boy, I'd like to just grab her. And I'm going to one day. And I'm just going to hug on her quiz. And I'm going to say, I love you, Grandma. I appreciate you. All that you've done for me. Amen. It made a difference in the consistency that was led in front of me. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. This is what the Bible said in His strong words. He said this. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy in the vocation wherewith ye are called. That's the work, amen. That's the work you're called to do, amen. Got to be consistent. If you're a deacon, you've got to walk a straight and narrow way. If you're a preacher, you've got to walk a straight and narrow way. If you're a preacher's wife or a deacon's wife, you've got to walk a straight and narrow way. You've got to be consistent in the work. You know what? I don't think some preachers just like vacuum cleaner salesmen. Boy, they'll sell you if you ain't careful. I fell in that trap. But I said that to say this. If you're excited, you got Jesus inside your heart. And I don't know about you, but I know what it feels like to have Him in here. And boy, I'm going to tell you about 24 hours a day. Hey, listen, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, I'm a welling up. I'm just about to bust, amen. Boy, I was just sitting back there tonight. I was listening to them fellas preaching. He was just stirring me there. I was thinking, God, let me preach tonight. I need to preach tonight, amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. When a man of God gets up, when you hear the Word of God, when you hear the songs of Zion, amen, it'll well up. And you ain't this about poppy, amen. And you'll feel like you're walking in glory. You know what I pray for my church? That every time God allows me to preach, give them a vision of glory. That makes it good. Oh, that makes it good. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I have to be consistent in what I and what God has called me to do. I've got to be consistent of being a husband. I've got to be consistent of being a dad. I've got to be consistent as being an under-shepherd, a pastor of a church. But most of all and above all, I've got to be consistent of being what God called me to do. And that's a Christian. That's a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we walk. That's how we walk. Look here. And let me say this, and this is very important. Do you know what? We've got to walk in love, don't we? Got to be all about love. Amen. Got to be about love. Not just any love. The love of Jesus Christ. Got to be in there. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something happened to me at work one day. I was on a work saver, little old machine that we drive and we haul stuff back and forth. And I was just sitting, I try my best to be a witness. I try my best to talk to them fellows that's lost. Bobby, I try to be what I need to be in front of them. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I was just standing there, and there's one of them old boys come by. Oh, he's grouchy and grumpy. I mean, don't want nobody in his way. He hit me on that little old work truck. He knocked me just about for a backflip off into the floor. And boy, I'm going to tell you something. I thought I'd fly all to pieces. That bothered me. My back was hurting anyhow. It just made it worse. I wasn't feeling good. And boy, I'm going to tell you something. I pulled on that all day. You know, all I could do was sit and cry. All I could do is sit and pray and cry. I wanted to do something. I wanted to say something. Hey, it hurt me. It got me upset. But all I had to do, my wife, she said, "What'd you do?" And I said, "I went outside. I put my head down and I prayed and I cried." You know what I had to do? I had to go apologize to him. God said, "You was in the wrong. He knocked me in the floor. He done it intentionally. I really felt like he tried to hurt me. I mean, how could he? I'm a man of God. I'm a Christian. How could he do something like that to me? Boy, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get him good." And I called him when he was walking down. I said, "Brother, I have to tell you something." I said, "Oh, you apology." He said, "What for?" You know what? If I'd have never said anything, he'd have never known any difference. He'd have never known. He could have went on. Life could have went on. But you know what? I'd had to live with that. God tell me to do something. And I didn't do it. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. I welled up. And boy, I'm going to tell you, I could feel Jesus a love in my heart. And I looked at him, Chris, and I said, "I've got to tell you this. God dealt my heart." I said, "I had a bad feeling when you did that." I said, "But God dealt my heart, got me right." And I said, "I need to tell you, I'm sorry." I told some of them, "God's got me in such a way. I mean, He's got me in such a way. If I thought I'd hurt somebody's feelings, it just about tears me all to pieces. If I thought I'd got somebody, Bobby, in the wrong way, and even if I did it by accident, that boy, he'll bother me to death until I make it right." I'm talking about love. Me and Chris was sitting over here watching them little boys run up and down the court. Wasn't with Chris. Boy, we was talking about Jesus. Funny thing that come up, wasn't it? Glory to God, amen. But we was talking about, and I was telling about my way my life was and what kind of life I'd live before God got a hold of my heart. And I told him, I said, "You see that little boy running up and down through there, John Luke?" I said, "If I'd never let Jesus into my life, that little boy that's so precious to me, that's running up and down that court, I probably would have never met him. I probably never got to know him." You know what he does of a night? He comes in there and he just falls upon me, Bobby. And he says, "Daddy, I just want you to know I love you. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about feeling the love, amen, and giving the love of Jesus. He'd fall upon me and he'd just grasp me. He'll give me a big bear hug." And he said, "Daddy, I love you." And I say, "I love you too, John Luke." He'll walk to the door and he'll say, "Hey, Daddy." And I'll say, "What, John Lou?" He'll say, "Daddy, I love you." But what if I'd never accepted Jesus? What if I'd never got that love in my heart? I may have never met him. I may have never got to know him. But thanks be to God, amen, that he come out where I was and I chose him to come into my life and made a difference in my life. I just cry all the time, can't help it. Boy, I like it, don't you? I like it when you get to thinking about him and you just cry all the time. Sometimes you just cry all over somebody. You just can't help it, amen. I like it when it's like that, amen. Boy, it makes me feel good, amen, when I can just cry all over somebody, because I love them so much. And I appreciate them, amen. It's what God had done. I went up to the Brown Center. Over here at a spruce pine. And I went in there and I wear my suit most of the time. Right after church, I go to Brown Center. And I go from door to door trying to visit. And there's a little old lady in there, and her name's Lenny Wise. And I went in there, and yesterday I went in there and had my overalls on. And I walked in there, and some of them, you know, it takes them a minute. But she's just as precious. Boy, we've got a relationship. I mean, I've been going to see her for a little while. Most every week I go in there, and I go in there, and she'll just take me in her arms just like I'm her child. I mean, she'll just love on me. Well, I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing like it. And I walked in there, and she looked at me real strange. And I said, Lenny, you know me? She said, come over here. And she wasn't looking me in the face. She looked at my overalls. And I said, it's me, the preacher. She grabbed my overalls. She jerked me down like that. And boy, she went to loving on me. I didn't even recognize you, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Before I left that place, y'all go over and try that sometime. Boy, I'm going to tell you, he'll do wonders for your spirit. He'll lift you up, amen. You feel down, go over and let them love on you. Those that can't even get out of the bed. Those that have to have a walker. Those that have to just lay there. But when you go in, they'll love you all over till you feel like a $1 million, amen. That's love. Amen. That's love. I've experienced love. Boy, I never knew love. But I experienced love. Look what the Bible says. And I'll hurry. It says in Ephesians 5:2, it says, walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us. And hath given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. It's sweet, ain't it? It's sweet. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. I sit back there in the back. When them men were preaching and when those groups were singing, it's getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Boy, His love's sweet. It never turns nobody away. It never turns nobody down. His love's always got time. He don't have to say, wait a minute. He don't have to say, hold on. Get back with me on that. But any time you need to be loved on, He's always there to love. You know what I wonder sometimes tonight? Do we share that with other people? That's a believer's walk, by the way. It's a believer's walk. The Bible says, walk circumspectly. It's not only talking about what's going on in the world, but how we're walking in that world. Amen. Look here. It says we're to walk in illumination. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know what? The Bible says that we as a church are to be a light on a hill. You know what? Our light always be on. Our candle should always be burning bright. Amen. You've heard this story before, but I'm going to tell it to you because it goes right along with this scripture. A little girl one time went to church. She came home and her mama's fixing lunch. And she said, Mama said, I've been listening to that preacher today. And said, that preacher confused me today. And I said, and she said, well, honey, how did he confuse you? Well, he's preaching on how big God was. Said, he's talking about how big God was. And she said, Mama, He's a big God. But then he got talking about, he confused me right here, Mama. He got talking about God living in your heart. She said, Mama, if God is as big as the preacher said, and the Bible says He is, and He lives in our heart, wouldn't He show through? Mama, wouldn't He show through? Amen? You know why I do what I do? It's not because of me. It's because of Jesus. You know why I cry like a baby? It's nothing I do. It's because of Jesus. Amen. Oh boy, I get that vision of Jesus. Amen. He comes by and He visits my heart. You know what? There's not a day and an hour goes by that I'm not thinking about Him. Amen. There's not a time. Hey, listen. When those Scriptures came flowing in, there's not a place when something happens that I don't think about God. Boy, isn't that good? All I can think about is God. All I can think about is, I can't get it out of my head. I can't get it out of my heart. Boy, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Look here. I'm about done. Look at this. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says also that we're supposed to be Christ in walk in Christ likeness. Look at this. It says in 1 John 2:6, it says, He that saith he abide in Him. There's a lot of people proclaiming. Amen. There's a lot of people saying I'm alright. There's a lot of people saying, yes, I'm a member of the church. Ain't everybody that's got their name down on the church roll got their name down in the book of life up yonder. Amen. Down here ain't going to do you no good. Up there's where it's going to count. Amen. I've seen people. I work with a fella right now. And he's done some pretty bad things to get where he's at. But I used to work with him. And boy, he'd get right beside me and boy, he'd talk Jesus. I mean, that's all he's all about. How's it going, preacher? How you doing today? Yeah, I went to church. I'd be happening by and he'd be over here in another group telling old dirty jokes. Having all kind, what kind of walk is that? What kind of reflection is that? How much consistency are you going to have? How are you going to illuminate Jesus Christ if you're doing those things? Amen. Something's wrong. Something's wrong, church. Boy, when you can't live it and stick to it, you got some problems. You need to get them worked out. And the place to work them out is right here and right there. Amen. And get it right. Amen. Quit riding the fence, but get it right. Amen. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable. Isn't that what the Scripture says? A double-minded man, he can't decide. More than likely, that one that can't decide ain't got it anyhow. Amen. But to walk consistency and to illuminate, to be a light, church, to be Christ-like. You've heard the saying, I'm going to say it again. You gotta walk the walk, and you gotta talk the talk. Amen? Hey, listen, don't just be hearers of the words, but be doers of them, amen. I like to get involved, don't you? I tell my church all the time, get involved. There's a fellow at my church, he said, I'll sing this song, that song, but I can't sing all them songs. I said, get involved. I said, what have I been trying to preach to you, brother? What have I trying to tell you? You'll only get out of it what you put in it, amen. And if you put much in it, church, I promise you tonight, you're going to get much out of it, amen. And I want as much as I can possibly get. I want to know it all. That is about Jesus. You'll say, preacher, you'll never get all that. I'm going to try. Amen. You'll say, why are you going to try all that? Well, number one, it's going to help me walk Christ-like. Amen? And why I'm trying to get all this in here, you know, and let it be illuminated, it's going to help me to illuminate. It's going to help me to be a light. Hey, that when I get it all in here, amen, it's going to help me love better, amen. When I get it all in here, amen, it's going to help me be consistent in what I do. Amen? What I'm trying to tell you tonight, church, is that we need to love the Lord Jesus with all of our heart, with all our mind. Everything that we have that exists here that He's given us, we got to love Him. That's the first and great commandment. And the next is, love your neighbor. How long has it been since you loved on your neighbor? How long has it been since you went over next door and said, hey, I just want to love on you because Jesus said I should do that. Hey, He loved on me one day. I'm just going to come over here. I'm going to knock on your door and I said, I just want to love on you because that's what Jesus said to do. Amen. You do those things. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. The harder this life gets, the more you're going to swell. After a while, let me tell this and I'll close. When I was growing up, I lived with my grandmother. My mom and dad, they eventually moved to the mountains. But I moved in with grandmother and I loved her so much, I just wanted to stay. You know how grandmas are. This boy, you're rotten. They'll pet you to death. Hey, I'd get up of a morning. She'd have bacon, sausage, ham, gravy, biscuits. I mean, she had everything. That she, all kinds. She'd have molasses. She'd have syrup. She'd have honey. She'd have jelly. She'd have jam. I mean, it was a spread. You know, guess who I was eating? Just me and her. That's good, ain't it? But I observed something that I didn't realize, and I tried to figure it out all my life until now. Until now. Used to, the old timers, they'd always use saucers in their coffee cup. They'd set that there, and they'd set it in there. But I'd watch Grandma, and I'd sit down every time she'd pour her coffee. And I'll tell this, and I'll close. And she'd take that coffee, and she'd walk over there, and she'd pour it. She'd pour it, and I'd watch. He'd go to the brim. He'd be level off at the top. And then she'd reach over and get the cream. And I'm sitting there thinking, what is she doing? Every morning I'd get up and I'd think, why does she do that? I didn't know God's trying to show me something. You know, I was just a young, little boy that needed some help. But every morning, brother, she'd fill that black coffee to the top and then she'd reach over and get the cream. And when she'd start pouring that cream, he'd run over. And I'm sitting there thinking, she's doing that intentionally. She'd get her little napkin, she'd lay it to the side. She'd done this every morning. I love her to death. I can't wait to get there. And she'd pick that saucer up. And she'd take that saucer and she'd lift it to her mouth and she'd sip. She wouldn't drink out of that cup. She'd sip out of that saucer. She'd set it back down. And I'm thinking, why does she do that? Man. I realized that she's so filled up on God that it's just overrunning. It's a spilling out. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. When you walk a walk in the name of Jesus, this way I like it. Now, this way I like it now. Everybody's probably different. This way I like it. I like to get so full that I just splash around. Just make all kinds of me. I'm talking spiritually speaking. I like to get so filled up on Him that there's no room for trash. I like to get filled up on Him so much that there's not any room for anything else. I like it to be to the top, amen, and just run over, amen, and it just splashes from here to there to there. Amen, I'm going to tell you something. That's the way I like it when it comes to Jesus. You know what I'm doing? I'm a practicing that every day. I'm a doing my best. I want to splash. I want to be excited. Yeah. You know what? There was days when I didn't want to pray. There's days, that I didn't want to read in Sunday school class. Amen. There's days that I didn't want to get involved in church. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. He got a hold of me. When He come where I was, and He reached and got a hold of me, hey man, wasn't nothing I could do. He had to get a hold. I couldn't even help myself, Bobby. But when He come where I was, and He reached and got a hold of me, amen, and got me, amen, and took hold of me, amen, I ain't been right ever since. I can't keep my mouth shut. I can't stop, amen. I just want to go on and on about Him, amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. I like her to the brim of running over. When it comes to Jesus, I can't get enough, amen. You know what I told him at Christmas? I said, what you need to do is get you a big old present and open up you a big old present of Jesus Christ and dig into that. And you won't be the same from then on, church. But you know what? It all boils down. walk circumspectly to watch how you walk, to see what's going on around you, to see what you're up against and what you need. You'll never fight the devil alone. You'll never overcome the devil alone. You'll never win the battle alone. You'll never come out. Listen, how people, how they fall in deep depression. It's because they're trying to do it alone. Amen. You'll never fix marriage alone. You'll never fix the family alone. It has to be with Jesus and Jesus only. That's the only way we'll make it, church. You be careful, because the day is evil and the devil is seeking whom he may devour. Very careful how we walk in this life. Brother Darren.
There's a man named Jacob. He had been a deceiver and a trickster and a con artist his whole life. He's trying to go back home. And he met a man there. And he wrestled with him. Remember the story in Genesis 32? He wrestled with him. And he said, I will not let you go till you bless me. And the man, which I believe was a pre-incarnate Christ, said, what is thy name? An interesting question. Because the last time, when his daddy asked him, what's thy name? He said, my name's Esau. He's got to get right with God now, don't he? He's wrestling this man, which is a pre-incarnate Christ. He said, what's your name? And I believe he bowed and said, my name is Jacob. That means con artist, deceiver, trickster. He had to admit where he was in his walk with the Lord before God was going to bless him. How's your walk? The Bible says that when he admitted that, he said, the man said to him, your name will no longer be Jacob, but it will be Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God. The Bible says that Jacob halted upon his thigh from that point on for the rest of his life. You know what happened? He got a new walk. You can tell by the way somebody walks if they've been with Jesus. Amen? I'm glad I met him. Amen? Praise God. I wasn't looking for him. He was looking for me. You stand to your feet. Or if there might be somebody here. Happy New Year. 2010. You're in it right now, I suppose. Yep. So, here we are in 2010. Lord said, amongst or two or three gathered my name, there am I in the midst. I wonder now, before we go home, 2010, might be somebody say, you know what, preacher? I'm not going to let him go if he blesses me. If it changes my walk, it will change it for the better. My walk needs to be changed. I'm not talking about flipping over a new leaf. And I'm not talking about doing one of these New Year resolutions deals, like the preacher said. I'm talking about trying to say, Lord, I want my walk to be better. I want it to be different than it's been before. I wonder, sister, if you just come play, might be somebody here. You need to slip out, praise the Lord. Usually slip out. The preacher, it's late. No, it's not. It's early. It's early. But if the walk, it could be so much closer. If the walk, it could be so much sweeter. And Lord, I believe with all my heart, Father, that is on our end, the failure. Lord, it's because we're not consistent. We're not committed like we ought to be. God, we don't walk circumspectly as the Scriptures tell us to. Yes, God, we know the days are evil. And we know we must be redeeming the time. God, certainly we can look around and say that it is the last day. In the last days, perilous times are coming. God, I'm glad, Father, in 2010 there's still some precious things in perilous times. And we have a precious Savior who shed His precious blood. We have His precious word. We have precious faith in His name. Lord, I pray, Father, You'd hear us when we say thank You for some precious promises that You've made to us from Your word. Never leave us. Never forsake us. Come and receive us one of these days that where You are, there we may be also. Precious promises in perilous times. And I believe, God, that we can claim these promises. God, we can live them. Lord, we can live them in our heart if we walk closer to You. I pray, God, You'd help us. Give us where we fail. Help us, God, this year. Try to walk closer to You. God, certainly the Scripture says that if we draw nigh to God, You'll draw nigh to us. Lord, I realize one little step on my part, You're going to come a whole lot closer my way, and I'll be coming Yours. God, because You're a big God. Paul, You're just looking for me to take that step of faith. Lord, I pray, God, You'd help us to realize that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Help us, Lord, to realize that we no longer walk by sight. We walk by faith. A faith that's one day going to end in sight. Glory, hallelujah. God, again, we thank You for each preacher tonight who stood. Each of the groups tonight who sung to our hearts. God, these young ladies who stood up to sing the songs of Zion. Been a blessing to us. We appreciate all these folks who've come this way tonight. Lord, most of all, we thank You for Jesus. And I pray, God, You'd help us to walk with Him and to walk for Him. Lord, the Bible says to the book of Amos, can two walk together unless they be agreed? God, I pray You'd help us to realize You're not looking to agree with us. We need to be agreeing with You, for You're right and we're wrong. Lord, for these favors, this petition we make known, in the holy name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.